We need wisdom, we need power, true love for each other. We have had too many big and empty words. So we come before your face, asking for your grace. Take your people to a bed of fruitful life. Restore your church again. Touch your people once again with your precious holy hands. We pray, may your kingdom shine upon the earth. Grow a living, glorious church, not for temporary needs, but to restore authority and power. May your mighty rushing wind blow in. Oh, touch your people once again. Lord, we see your tired servants, broken, wounded soldiers. Oh, how much we need your precious healing hand. We need the power of the cross. That's the only source for us when we stand up facing final battle cry. Restore your church again. Oh, touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hands, we pray, may your kingdom shine upon the earth. Through a living, glorious church, not for temporary need, oh, but to restore authority and power. May your mighty rushing wind blow in. Oh, touch your people once again. Oh, touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hands, we pray, may your kingdom shine upon the earth. Through a living, glorious church, temporary need, oh, but to restore authority and power. Let your mighty rushing wind go in. Oh, touch your people once again.
Something that is temporary, but we need an everlasting something.
authority.
Turn our lives tonight, Lord.
And power.
Oh, something that will pave the way for us to enter into the kingdom of God.
Glory. Oh. Touch your people once again.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, how many desire the touch of the Lord tonight? Leave the words for me.
Amen.
He said we need wisdom, we need power.
Hallelujah.
And true love for each other.
Hallelujah.
We have had so many bigger and empty words.
Hallelujah.
So we come before your face asking for your grace. Take your people to a state of fruitful life.
Amen.
Restore your church again, Lord. Amen. Restore your children once again, Lord.
Amen.
Touch your children once again, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, what a great song that, Lord, we've sung tonight. Lord, that's our prayer tonight.
Amen.
The Lord, your hands of healing will touch us. Your hands of grace will touch us. And above all, Lord, your hands of loving kindness will touch us, Lord Jesus. Tonight, Father, we come to your presence, Lord, knowing that, oh God, you are in our midst because your word assures us. So tonight, once again, Lord, as we've just sung to thy praise, Lord, Father, our prayer is, Lord, touch us, touch us. Touch us, Lord Jesus. Once again, Lord, your church, lift up your church, Lord. Father, not the things that are just for temporary deeds, but something that will lead on to everlasting life, Lord. Father, tonight, bless your word, O God, and let it be a living bread for us, a spiritual food for us tonight, because, Lord, we need it. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we thank you for the day, our going out and our coming in, Lord. We thank you for our brethren that have been to work and back, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the students. We thank you for the children. We thank you, Lord, that even in our homes, Lord, your presence has been with us.
Amen.
Oh, Father, we thank you. We give you the glory. Lord, everything that you do, oh God, is so good to your children. We appreciate them, Lord. And Father, above all this night, Lord, the grace that we have to be in your presence alone, Father, is greater than anything else. So Father, we thank you, we bless you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Before we sit down, let's just take our Bibles and let's turn to... We are on... Today, tonight, our topic is, what is the Holy Ghost? What is the Holy Ghost? So we shall read from 1 Corinthians 13, and I'll read only the first verse, because we are going to sit down and study. Let's hear the word of God. 1 Corinthians 13, the first verse. Let's hear the word of God. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, and become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Lord, you are the author of your word, O God. Father, tonight, we've come to your presence, O Lord, for you to show us the way, O Lord. We want to know what is the Holy Ghost. Because, Lord, without it, O Lord, we know we can never enter into the kingdom of God. So, Lord, let us know. Teach us, O God. The Holy Spirit itself be here to teach us.
Hallelujah.
What is the Holy Ghost? Bless your word, O God, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? Amen. Brethren, church, saints, it's great to be in the house of God.
Amen.
And God richly bless you for coming.
Amen.
Brethren, we are still on our journey. This is not our eternal destination. This is not our destination. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have a place to go. We have a place to go, brethren.
Amen.
And we need to always examine ourselves to find out how much are we really pushing ourselves towards that mark. Brethren, we have many, many all here. They are all for our example. You know, when Jesus was here, the disciples, all what they were looking forward to, that the kingdom of Israel will be restored. That was what they thought, that Jesus was coming to restore the kingdom back to Israel. Because they were under what? The Roman ruling. They were under the Roman Empire.
Yes.
So that all they knew was that Jesus was coming to restore the kingdom back to Israel. And so they were really desperate, brethren. Let's look at the disciples. They were very, very desperate. Because now Christ died, they couldn't understand why he should die. But when he was what? He was raised. After the resurrection, now they got to know how good it was for him to die. Now they understood his death. But yet it was still on their heart that when would the kingdom be restored? So when he... And the 40 days that he was with them after the resurrection, on the last day, they questioned him. They were desperate. They questioned him. That when are you going to, when will the kingdom be restored unto Israel? And Jesus answered and said unto them, the time, the hour, or the season, no one knows. But look, what I want you to receive first is what? Receive this power. Amen. Receive power. And so all what I want to tell you, go back to Jerusalem, remain there until you have received that power. Don't go out. Oh, brethren, I could see the disciples. From there, they made their way straight. Because they believed their master. They made their way straight to Jerusalem. And they found an upper room to remain there. Jesus never told them when it will be coming, how it will be coming, and at what time it will be coming. But he said, just remain there and be praying. And my brother, that was exactly what they did. It's an example for us, my brethren. They were desperate. Because now they have been made to know that they must receive this power. So they were there praying to receive that power. Brethren, sometimes we got to ask ourselves, have we really received that power? Have we received that power? The Holy Ghost. The other time I was telling you about what? The manifestation of the Spirit. Which many people have taken that to be the evidence of the Holy Ghost. which is not so. Now, tonight, let us start. I read something from the prophet. He said, I believe that we are so close to the coming of the Lord Jesus that it behooves us to do all that we possibly can to bring every soul to the kingdom and to bring the kingdom to the people. Amen. Praise the Lord. That we might be healed of our spirit. I believe that the body of Christ is the sickest body I know of. You know our prophet, his English is very good. Amen. He said sickest. Amen. He said the body of Jesus is the sickest body that I know of. That is the spiritual body of Christ on earth is very sick. Brethren, this is from the mouth of what? The prophet sent to our age. What he's saying is what? Is from God. That he says the body of Jesus Christ is the sickest body that I know of. The church is sick. I am sick. You are sick. My brother, when we are sick physically, what do? We pray. Amen. And we receive our healing. Amen. At times also, we go to the hospital for medication to clean what the bacteria is and any other what infections. But still, this body will eventually go back to where it comes from. It will go back to the earth. Yes. Amen. But there is something, my brother, that will keep you alive. And that is your soul.
Amen.
And if your soul is sick, my brother, that is what? You need healing.
Hallelujah.
If our soul is sick, we need healing. He said, when our physical body is sick, we pray and God heals us. And at times, we apply medication to clean our bodies of bacteria and other infections. But one thing is that this mortal body will still one day go back to the earth where it comes from.
Amen.
When the prophet said the body of Jesus Christ is the most sick body that he knows of course, he was not talking about the physical body, but he was talking about what, the soul.
Amen.
Amen. He said, but when, the prophet said, but when the soul is healed, you have then in you eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. If the soul is healed, you have eternal life. When you heal this body, it will go back to where it comes from.
Amen.
So the most important thing is to heal, to make sure that our soul is healed. And the prophet said, the body of Christ is sick. That means the soul is sick. Let's watch, my brethren, the Holy Ghost. Let's begin to ask ourselves whether we have gotten the Holy Ghost. Always be asking yourself, have I received it? We are coming on these studies. We will know if you have it, how it does. You know whether you have it or not. It's a study that is going to take us what? For about 3 weeks. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Then after it, you know whether you have it or not.
Amen.
But meanwhile, that's the beginning. So let's go back to 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 11. Let's read that portion quickly now. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 11. It is still about what? The spiritual gifts. And let's see what. So that we can now bring it back to our studies. The only healthy body is when the Spirit of God dwells in. Now let's read. Now concerning spiritual gifts, Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Paul is saying he doesn't want you to be ignorant about these spiritual gifts.
Amen.
But today, what is happening? Ignorance. All about these spiritual gifts. You see, we have a prophet who brings us right close to the word, of God.
Amen.
But people read and they just read and they pass over it. But the prophet stops us for us to look what actually it means. Look at the ignorance about what? About these spiritual gifts.
Hallelujah.
But here Paul is saying, and now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant.
See.
Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand, see, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Watch. No man can say Jesus is God unless by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that is by revelation.
Amen.
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 It's just, it will start to come by what? By revelation. And Jesus himself said, no man knows who the Son is.
Amen.
Except what? The Father.
Amen.
And no man knows who the Father is. Except the Son. And then to the one to whom he will reveal.
Amen.
You see. So if it is revealed to you, only you know who the Son is.
Right.
And that is, it has to take what? The Holy Ghost to believe this.
Amen. That's true, brother. Amen.
Look at what? Many people now, they've been to seminaries. They have studied this Bible now. They have PhD and everything about this Bible. But yet, because that they don't have the Holy Spirit, the revelation, they still believe in Trinity. My brother, that is why this message is what? It's life to you and me. But the way how we are handling this message, my brother, it doesn't please God.
Amen.
It doesn't please God. Now, that verse 4. Now, there are diversities of gifts. But the same Spirit. There are different differences of administration. But the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all this worketh that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. These are what? The gifts. Now listen, is what? Gifts. Praise the Lord. Gifts. And it's for every Christian to desire for these gifts.
Amen.
Amen. You desire for them. Now, let's go to the next chapter, which is Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13. The next chapter. Now, listen here. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, and become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, We have spoken about what? Tongues as what? The manifestation of the Spirit. But now listen to what the scripture is saying here. That if I speak in tongues and I have no charity, it is nothing before God.
Amen.
That's why the manifestation of the Spirit and the evidence of the Holy Ghost, they are two things. The manifestation and the evidence. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's go on. And though I have the gifts of prophecy, we've just spoken about what? Prophecy is what? One of the manifestations, isn't it? Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, we mentioned all this. And though I have all faith, they are all in what? The manifestations. So that I could remove mountains and have no charity, I am nothing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. This is hard. And today, people with manifestation of the Spirit, they take it to us as what? Evidence of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the prophet.
Amen.
That we are not deceived. Amen.
Amen.
But meanwhile, what is our response? What is our attitude? Verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have no charity, it profited me nothing.
Amen.
The charity, now listen, charity suffereth long and is kind. Watch. Listen closely. Charity suffereth long and is kind.
Amen.
Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemingly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity. But rejoiceth in what? The truth. He beareth all things, believeth all things, hope all things,
Amen.
And endureth all things.
Amen.
Charity never faileth. Praise the Lord. So what is this charity? Amen.
Amen.
You have all the manifestations of the Spirit. But he said without this charity, it is nothing. So what is this charity? Charity is what? Love. And what kind of love? The love of God. Amen.
Amen.
And no one can have the love of God in him until you have what? The Spirit of God in you.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. So charity is what? Is the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God in you projects what? The love of God. Praise God. So without it, my brother, all these manifestations that you have, you speak in tongues. You speak what? With what? The tongues of men and angels. You prophesy and it comes direct through. Amen. We talked about Balaam. As an example, have all the manifestations. When he cursed, you are cursed. When he blessed, you are blessed. We'll be able to what? Set up what? The right altar. Put the right sacrifice. Everything perfect. But yet, he has no what? Charity. Because he led the children of God into what? Fornication and adultery. And he took the wages of what? Wages of unrighteousness just to destroy, to curse. If you have the love of God, will you do that? If you have the Holy Ghost, will you do that? Amen. So the prophet repeated here again. Now, verse 8 again. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, see, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish. For we know in parts, and we prophesy in parts. But when that which is perfect is come. When that which is perfect is come. Not that the manifestation of the Spirit is what? It's wrong. No. But when you have it, and then when the perfect one is come. Because the prophet said something here, which I'm going to quote it again. You see? It must go along. These gifts must go along with what? With the Holy Ghost, with charity. Praise the Lord. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Amen. When I was a child, see, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I taught as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. My brother, we are no more children. Amen. In this message, my brother, we are no more children. Amen. We are no more children, brother. We are adults. We have been weaned from the breast. We have ceased to take what? Milk. That's what we are. We are adults. Praise the Lord. The manifestation of the Spirit and the evidence of the Spirit are two things. Now listen to what the prophet said here. He said, you can't claim that manifestation is the evidence of being spirit born or spirit filled. The prophet is saying here, said, you can't claim that manifestation is the evidence of being spirit born or spirit filled. No, sir. Amen. He said, I will admit that true manifestation is the evidence of the Holy Spirit doing mighty acts, but it is not the evidence of the individual being spirit-filled, even though that individual has abundance of those manifestations. You have them, but it is not the evidence. My brother, maybe no one speaks in tongues here, or no interpretation here, the gifts, no more. But there are gifts here in the church. Amen. There are people with what? Spirit of discernment. There are people with what? Knowledge of the word. Wisdom of the word. Amen. There are people here who have faith. Yes. The gifts are here. Praise the Lord. Which makes you come to church every day. Which makes you play the guitar every day. Brother George. See? Praise the Lord. All these things, they are good. It's what? Edifying the church. Amen. But meanwhile, if it is without charity, my brother, it's nothing. Amen. If you don't have that charity, it's nothing. Amen. So when a spirit-born or a spirit-filled man in faith takes that word into his heart and places it upon his lips, why? That is the same as deity speaking. Amen. Oh, brother, see what the prophet is saying. Amen. If with all these gifts you have them and you have the Holy Ghost, he said, the word upon your lips, you are like deity speaking. Amen. You know deity?
Amen.
As man and God.
Hallelujah.
You are man with what? The Spirit of God in you, doing his work. No more you anymore. That deity speaking. Your life shows deity man and God. That's what the prophet is saying. That is why the manifestations, it has a scripture. And that scripture, we can read it from Matthew 7, 21 to 23. Jesus proved about this manifestation. What actually? Jesus also talked about it. Matthew 7, 21 to 23. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. You see? We are all shouting, oh, gee, every Sunday. There is everywhere. Church is filled up. They are all calling the name of what? Jesus Christ. But look at it here. Tongues. Oh, my. Today is just a wholesale, this is speaking in tongues. Immediately, somebody stands at a pulpit and just, oh, everybody is speaking in tongues. See? Wholesale everywhere. But that's what the scripture is. Jesus is saying that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work in iniquity. See it. They had the manifestation, everything. Fine. Healing the sick. Performing miracles. Calling upon the name of the Lord. Fire coming down. Everything perfect. And if you are a child, you are deceived. Because you say, ah, the preacher is really, that pastor, that bishop, oh, when he lays hands upon you, you are healed. You receive your healing. We've all been into that same situation before. Because myself, I've been convinced by someone who had the same gifts that can heal. Amen. Amen. But praise be to God. Today, by the grace of God, by this message, I'm no more a child. Amen. No one can deceive me anymore. But let me still come to that same question. How are we holding this message? Brethren, some people will bypass us and we will be left behind. Somebody will just catch up this message just on the 11th hour, and he's gone. You will believe it, and he's gone. And we that have stayed in here all day long, my brother, we find ourselves wanting. Remember the thief on the cross. Praise the Lord. Remember him. Remember what happened. The whole of his life has been living as a thief. But just on the 11th hour, when he recognized the message, who Christ was, Jesus said, you will be with me tonight in paradise. Praise the Lord. Amen. Whilst all the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, Herodians, all of them, waiting for the coming of the Messiah. Huh? Waiting for him. Where would they be? My brother, the thief on the cross is already gone. Praise the Lord. Amen. At that time, he never stole his way to heaven. Huh? He was a thief. He didn't steal his way to heaven that time, but he believed. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, let's look at something, what the prophet talked about a Christian. We are on this Holy Ghost. I believe after we've studied this Holy Ghost, because we are taking our time to bring out everything that the prophet said. So that at the end, my brother, my sister, if you haven't got it, you got to run and receive it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's look at what the prophet said about the Christian. It's very easy for anyone to say, I am a Christian. Very easy to say, oh, I'm a Christian. Simply because you go to church. Sister Comfort, you go to church, so you are a Christian. Okay. Now, there is a vast difference between just a Christian and a Holy Ghost-filled Christian.
Amen.
This is from the prophet.
Amen.
He said, a vast difference between just a Christian and a Holy Ghost-filled Christian.
Amen.
And so, which one are you?
Amen.
Which one are you?
Amen.
Holy Ghost-filled or just a Christian? Everybody ask yourself this question tonight before you sleep. Sister Eve, you ask yourself, eh? Good.
Amen.
God bless you. A Christian or a Holy Ghost-filled Christian? Now, we are going to get this from the scripture and place it just exactly in the scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Because the prophet always says every scriptural question must come from what? From the scripture.
Amen.
It shouldn't come from anybody's idea or some creed or from some dogmas. No, sir. It must come from the word of God again. Only the word of God. See, the first place, there is a Christian, profess to be a Christian. But if this Christian has not yet been filled with the Holy Ghost, he's only in the process of being a Christian. If you have not been filled with the Holy Ghost, you are only in the process.
Amen.
You are in the process of being a Christian. You are not yet a Christian. You are in the process.
Amen.
My brother, how long are you going to stay in that process? How long are you going to be every day being processed? You will never be a finished product so that you'll be sealed. So that you'll be sealed.
Amen.
All the time the machine is working. Oh, when will the product be complete so that it will be sealed? Are you in the process? See, he professed to believe it. He's working to it. But God has not yet given him the spirit of the Holy Ghost. He's not yet reached that goal with God. That goal that God recognized. You have not reached there. You are in the process. My brother, how long are we going to stay in this process? How many believe they are a finished product sealed?
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for saying amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
You believe that you are a sealed product. I believe also. How many believe that you are a sealed product?
Amen.
God richly bless you. The process is taking too long. Amen. Sometimes when you are in the process, the machine is processing you. It will come to a time the electricity even will go off. What about that? Praise the Lord. Then the whole thing spoils. Electricity will fail. What about that? The machine sometimes even will get tired. We need to stop it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let us get out from that processing situation.
Yes.
And get ourselves sealed. Amen.
Amen.
So, the prophet now, as a Christian, he took Abraham to be a type. So let's look at what? Abraham now. Amen.
Amen.
See the steps that we are following now to know what actually how to be a Christian. Okay. He took Abraham. He said, the God of glory appeared to Our father Abraham, when he was in Mesopotamia, my brother, when did God appear to you? When you heard this message and you came in, that was the time God appeared to you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Huh? That was the time when you got this message, that was the time God appeared to you.
Amen.
So we are looking at Abraham. He said, the God of glory. So the God of glory appeared to you. Oh, appeared to you, my brother. Appeared to you, my sister. Appeared to me also.
Amen.
Yes. And when I was in Mesopotamia, okay. And said unto him, get thee out of thy country. And from thy kindred. And come into a land which I will show thee. Amen.
Amen.
When the glory of God met you, Brother Pele. And you said, move out.
Amen.
And you moved out. Where you were, you moved out.
Amen.
Are you still there? You're not still there. You moved out. So you moved like Abraham. Moved. Isn't it? Sister Tara, isn't it? You moved out. That's why you are seated here. Oh, God bless you. And then what happened? He said, Abraham obeyed because he believed God.
Amen.
Come out. Abraham obeyed. Yeah, we all obeyed. That's why we are here. But the next thing is what? He believed.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you believing?
Amen.
Are you believing?
Amen.
Like Abraham?
Amen.
Because that promise is to Abraham and his seed.
Amen.
So we obeyed, we came out. When the glory of God met us, we obeyed, we came out. The next thing, Abraham believed.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, that same God that met Abraham, that same God met us. And we also obeyed, and we came out. Abraham obeyed because he believed God.
Hallelujah.
Now, the prophet said, because of that, because of what? He's coming out. Is that not alone? But what? Because of his belief.
Amen.
Because of his belief, God made a covenant with Abraham after he called Abraham, which is a type of calling the believer today. The prophet himself is saying here, it's a type of what? Calling the believer today.
Amen.
He called Abraham, and Abraham moved out of his country.
Amen.
And went into a strange land to dwell among strange people.
Amen.
Amen. If I've never come, I've never known any of you here.
Amen.
Some from Malawi, some from Lesotho, some from Congo, some from Lithuania, some from Ghana, some from Slovakia,
Amen.
Some from Zimbabwe, some from Irish,
Amen.
Ireland. Amen.
Amen.
Hmm? So, strange people.
Amen.
You get it? And went into a strange land to dwell among strange people. And that was a type of when God calls a man to stop his meanness.
Amen.
When he calls you, you have to stop your meanness. Amen. Repent of his sins.
Amen.
He turns then from the crowd that he was in to live in a new crowd among new types of people.
Amen.
That's exactly what is happening here. But one thing is that when you came out, is what? You stop your meanness.
Amen.
You repent. Amen. You turn away from the crowd that you were in before. Praise the Lord. Amen. You turn away from the crowd. Oh, I don't go amongst what? Before, I go to the pubs and do all those sort of things, but now I don't go there. But my brother, look at the scripture that is in what?
Amen.
That is in Psalm 1, verse 1.
Amen.
It says what? Who can tell us? Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly. Nor stand in the ways of sinners.
Amen.
Nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
Amen.
My brother, never find yourself in any of this.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That place is what? It was a death place. I believe one time when I was preaching on the quickening power, I said it. That those places, they are what? Death place.
Amen.
Death. Tombs.
Amen.
See, that was where you were before. You were in tombs, sealed. But when you heard that voice, you came out. And now we know that our Jesus is alive.
Amen.
Because there are empty tombs.
Amen.
Amen. And so you will only be alive when those things, you are no more found there. That is a proof that you are also alive. But if you still walk in the counsel of ungodly, my brother, it's not a matter of going to the town and looking at the people who live ungodly and then you walk with them. That's what he's talking about. No. You can be in your room and still be what? This here. 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 You be what? Just with the ungodly people. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So watch it. He said, when Abraham came out, he said, after God found Abraham to be faithful to the promise that he will have a child, through this child, all the earth will be blessed. Then God confirmed his faith by giving him a sign, the sign of circumcision. A circumcision is a type of what? Of the Holy Spirit. Now look at it. Let's wait here again. Abraham came out. We have come out. We heard what? The glory of God spoke to us. We all came out. Amen.
Amen.
We obeyed. And then we are believing, isn't it?
Yes.
We've repented from all our sins. We've stopped our meanness, isn't it?
Yes.
Then God gave a promise. And we have many of the promises here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the promise was that he will have a child.
Amen.
And through that child, all nations will be blessed.
Amen.
How old was Abraham? 75. The wife, 65. The wife was what? Crossed menopause long time. Abraham himself, life no more. Then God said, you have a child. What happened? He believed. He staggered not. My brother, how many times have we taken the promises here and believed it? We are what? Seeds of Abraham. The promise also have been given us. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That when we repent and get baptized, we shall receive what? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Have we received it? Have we believed? How have we believed? Because you got to believe it to receive it.
Amen. Amen.
Abraham believed.
Amen.
He believed. He had faith in God that whatever God had spoken, he was not looking at his own self. He wasn't looking at how the wife was. But he was looking at the promise. God says, I will have a child. Amen. That's all.
Amen.
Believing. God says, when I repent and get baptized, I will receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Have we received the Holy Ghost? Because we said, when God saw that Abraham believed, he gave him what? He gave him a sign. A sign of what? Circumcision.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And the circumcision is a type of what? Type of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
So if we've come out and we believe that promise that the Holy Ghost is ours, it will be given to us.
Amen.
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 It will be given to us. Abraham believed, and God saw that, oh, Abraham, you never looked at your weakness and the weakness of your wife, but you have believed my word, and so I give you a sign of circumcision.
Amen.
Amen. So Abraham received a sign of circumcision, which is a type of what? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so what happened? The circumcision is a type of the Holy Ghost, see? It's a sign. And all his children and his seed after him should have this sign in the flesh, because it was a distinction. It was to separate them from all other people.
Amen.
A sign of circumcision. Amen.
Amen.
See, that's the all what shadows, practical things. See? When he saw that Abraham believed, he gave him a sign of circumcision. The foreskin had to be cut off. Praise the Lord. For him to be what? A different somebody from other people. You understand it? And all his children also had to be what? Had to be circumcised so that they will be what? A different people. Separated. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Different people separated. I know a certain church which has used this one to be a doctrine. They use it as a doctrine. All the men say, hey, go and circumcise. Because that's what the scripture says, you see. But it's a type.
Amen.
A type of the Holy Ghost. You see? Just a type. And that was God's, and that's what God uses today. It's a sign of circumcision of the heart.
Amen.
Now, it is no more the foreskin. It is what? The circumcision of the heart. The Holy Spirit that makes God's church a separated church from all other creeds, faiths, and denominations. They are all kinds of denominations, but yet they are separated people. And so when we receive the Holy Spirit, it makes us what? A separated people.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit, the prophet said, listen closely, the Holy Spirit, that's why, brother, there are a lot of things that we need to actually take notice of. Is what? Receiving the message.
Amen.
Of your day.
Amen.
Receiving the word of God of your age. Amen. That's the only way you can receive what? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we have received the message. And now the question is, we need to ask ourselves whether we have really received the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That is why other churches or any other person who doesn't know this message, you have only the manifestation of what? The Spirit. You don't have the Holy Ghost. You can't. No way. Praise the Lord. The prophet says so. That receiving the message of your age brings the Holy Ghost to you.
Amen.
That's why today, those without this message of the hour, they still believe in Trinity. They still baptize in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
But meanwhile, we need the evidence.
Amen. He said, any child that refused circumcision in the Old Testament, which was a foreshadow of the Holy Ghost, was cut off from amongst the people. He could not have fellowship with the rest of the congregation if he refused to be circumcised. Now, pattern that to today. A person that would refuse to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost can have no fellowship among those that have the Holy Ghost. You just can't do that. Amen. Because it is nature. Praise the Lord. Why? During those days, some of them were refusing. Well, we can't tell. But let's look at the whole thing back again in the natural. You know, the cutting of the foreskin is very, very painful. And normally when you are a child and they cut it for you, it's okay. Amen. But when you grow up, it's very painful. It's the same thing.
Amen.
My brother. If you stay long in the world, to cut off
Amen.
The foreskin, the world from you, it becomes what?
Amen.
Difficult. Amen. Praise the Lord. Become really painful because you have been in it for long. You've stayed long in it. That's why, my brother, we are what? The moment you believe this message, the moment you got baptized, so as Junior was saying, he said, I'm 1 year old. See? Immediately you are so young, being baptized, immediately. Seek for what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Make sure that your heart is circumcised.
Amen.
To receive the Holy Ghost quickly.
Amen.
Because if you still stay in the process, still in the process, the electricity may go off.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Be sealed. You stay long, it becomes what? It becomes painful. Because to separate yourself from it, it becomes what? It becomes painful. Circumcision could only... Anyway, that's what the prophet said. Is that, maybe somebody will ask, then what about those days, what about the women? He said, circumcision could only be in the male. But if the woman was married to a man, she was part of him.
Amen.
Amen. Just to settle that. It's part of him. She was circumcised with him. Amen.
Amen.
You remember in Timothy where he said, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing.
Amen.
If she continues in faith and holiness. With all sobriety. Amen. Brethren, somebody asked, Brother Branham, the sign of circumcision was given to Abraham. The prophet said, that's true. And to his seed, he said, yes, that's right. And then, how do we take on Abraham's seed? Come to another point. How do we take Abraham's seed? Amen. Because we were Gentiles and considered to be of the uncircumcision. But the answer is that for what says the scripture, said Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Abraham himself received the promise before he was circumcised. See? He received the promise before he was what? Before he was circumcised. We got to receive the promise of God. Believe it. That when we get baptized, we shall receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the circumcision. Amen. Amen. You got to believe it. And believing it, my brother, you believe every word. And then God seeing what? Your faithfulness to the promise, then he gives you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The promise is there. The promise is there. He said, it is not. Let's read that, please. That's the Acts. He said, when they asked the apostles, men and brethren, what should we do? Acts. As Acts 2. Acts 2:38. He said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. We are all baptized, isn't it?
Amen.
Good. God bless you. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and unto your children, and unto all that are afar off, like we ourselves are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. God called you. The glory of God you met, he called you. Come out. You obeyed. Now, for you to believe, this is what? The promise he has given to you. That repent. Repent. So that I will what, baptize you with what, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Have we done it according to what our father Abraham did? Have we done it, my brother? Have we done it? Listen to what the prophet said. He said, the seed of Abraham. If you believe that you are a seed of Abraham. He said, the seed of Abraham has the faith of Abraham.
Amen.
If you have the seed of, if you are a seed of Abraham, then you have the faith also of Abraham. Look at the promise they gave to Abraham. Brother, my sister, 75 years, wife, 65. Then you have no child. Then God says you are going to be father of many nations. I mean, what is this? Look at his own promise. The prophet said, so ridiculous, unusual, peculiar. No. Maybe I will just walk off and say, and okay. He accepted it. Now, during those times, do you know the conditions that he had to go through? Praise the Lord. Telling people, I'm going to have a child. Maybe his church, as the prophet always said, dramatize it, that in his church he will tell the congregation, "I'm going to have a child." Then maybe the church will just be just Father Abraham, old age is killing him. Now what is all this? See? He said he staggered not. Amen. He staggered not. And our own, he said, repent and receive the baptism, the circumcision also. Amen. My brother, this study, as I'm saying, it takes me about maybe 3 weeks. And at the end of it, you will know whether you have it or not. And then how to get it. It's all in the studies. Praise the Lord. You see, you got to be what? You got to be sincere to yourself. Amen. We need, let us all cry for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's be sure that we have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because when Christ comes, that's the only thing he's going to look for. Praise the Lord. Prophet quoted a scripture here. Okay, let me just read it. It said, the seed of Abraham has the faith of Abraham, who takes God at his word. Amen. Take God at his word, regardless of how ridiculous it seems, how unusual, how peculiar. You take God at his word, regardless of anything. So, my brother, any promise you see here, regardless of anything, believe it. Amen. You will receive that promise. Amen. Amen. Because he said, if you are the seed of Abraham, you have Abraham's also faith. And Abraham's faith, it was what? Something that was so, it couldn't even happen. The science of that day just said it is not possible. But faith of Abraham made it what? Made it possible. Amen. Amen. Now, to close for today, listen to this carefully. The prophet quoted Galatians 3:27-29. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew or Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male or female. For ye all are one in Christ Jesus. Amen. So this promise, it is not for somebody special. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is for everybody. Even the bond is for you. Sinner is for you. Amen. Everybody is for you. Why? Because God never wanted anyone to perish. Amen. God never wanted anyone to perish. He wants all of us to come into what? Into salvation. But now, brother, listen. I said this in last week. God, closely, God will never condemn you because you are born in sin. God condemns you not because you were born in sin. But he condemns you for remaining to be a sinner.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We were all born in sin, shaped iniquity, came to this world speaking lies. God does not condemn us. But he condemns us for remaining to be a sinner because he wants you to come out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But if you still want to remain as a sinner, that's where he will, what? He will condemn you because he has given you a provided way.
Amen.
To come out from it. Brethren, tonight, it's time for us to be searching ourselves and try to make every little things that besets us, let us just keep ourselves awake. As many that are asleep, wake up. Amen. Amen. If you've woken up, sit down. If you are sitting, stand.
Amen.
If you are standing, start walking.
Amen.
If you are walking, start running.
Amen.
If you are running, start flying.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you love his word?
Amen.
His word of life. Musicians coming. We have only maybe 10 minutes to pray. The prayer is just, you know the way how the Holy Spirit will lead
Amen.
You tonight. Thank you for when I was in there, you were said, you were your first song. I said, how it matches to this. You remember, I said, oh, the Holy Spirit is just moving. Amen.
Amen.
So brethren, for about 10 minutes, just stay with the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Today, put away all your requests somewhere. Amen. But the request is, you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord forgive you of anything that besets you things and help you that these studies, the Lord make it life to you. Amen.
I enter the holies of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you, to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I will. Only I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship. I worship you, Lord. I worship you. Oh, Lord, I worship you. I worship.
Word of Just give me 5 minutes to pray.
Worship you. Oh, to worship you only, I enter to honor
and
I am.
Everything around.
Lord, I worship you.
Yes, it is good for us to pray.
I worship
you. For a longer time. But, my brother, let's say.
Lord, I worship
you. Tonight, only one word of faith. Believe it. Tell it, God.
I worship you.
You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
I worship you, Lord. I worship you. I worship
you. One word
to
say, Lord, I repent.
I worship you. Oh, Lord, I worship you. I worship you.
I repent of my ways. I surrender. One word of faith. Tell the Lord, I surrender.
Oh, your name is holy, so holy.
Lord is looking at your heart.
Holy God, oh, your name is holy.
He's just looking at your heart.
Oh, your name is holy, holy,
oh,
holy.
Into the heart of Abraham.
Holy, holy, Elohim.
And he did,
oh, your
that
name
Abraham.
Is holy, your name is holy, for oh, your name is holy.
One word.
Holy,
one word of faith.
Holy Elohim.
Of surrender. One word of faith. Of repentance.
Oh,
one word of
holy,
faith.
Oh,
asking for the baptism
holy,
of the Holy Ghost.
So holy.
Be now.
Holy God.
Yes, tonight, my brother, my sister, just say something. One word. One word of faith deep from your heart. With us believing one word. One word of faith. One word that, Lord, I surrender, which comes from the deep of your heart with all sincerity.
Father, most gracious,
with all faith, it will be enough for you.
Even upon this time, Father,
one word, believing the word. That God, tonight, oh, I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Father, to lift up, Lord, even our Lord Savior voices.
One word telling the Lord that I believe the promise tonight. I've been walking over this promise. I've never waited on this promise. But tonight,
Lord,
I'm not going to walk away from this.
Lord, his situation, Lord. Remembering, Lord, Brother Christ, Lord, his flock, Lord. Remembering, Lord, Savior, Brother. Lord, Oliver, Lord, his flock, Lord. Father, remembering, Lord, Savior, Brother, power. Lord, his flock, Lord, Savior. Oh, God, Brother, we tell you, Lord, his dad, his family, Lord, his father. Remembering, Lord, even at this time, Savior. Oh, God, Lord, Savior, God. We commit all unto thee, Lord, Brother.
In the name of
Lord, his situation, you bless him, Lord, Brother. Lord, Savior, Father, we commit, Lord, Savior.
In Jesus' name.
May the Lord bless every word that has been spoken tonight. May the Holy Spirit tonight take every word, every utterance that has been made in the house here tonight. That the Lord let it come to pass in the life. I believe tonight everybody has prayed from his or her heart with all sincerity, with all the love of God.
Hallelujah.
I believe it. The Lord will surely move in his church and baptize each and everyone through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And what great it will be there.
Take me past the outposts to that holy place, past the praising altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by a crowd of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness. but it's only found in your presence. Oh, take me to the holiest of holies. Lord, take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Take the coat, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coat tonight. Take the coat, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me past. Take me past the water courts to that holy place, past the praising altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowd of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Lord, take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Take the coat, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coat tonight. Take the coat, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Oh, take the coat tonight. Take the coat, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coat. Take the coat, cleanse my lips. Here I am.
Let us pray. Father, we are thankful for your word, Lord, in the simplicity of the preaching of thy word, Lord. Father, you have chosen to speak to us through that way, Lord. And tonight, Father, we receive thy word. Lord, it's been ministered to us, Lord, in simplicity, Lord. And we know that you hide in simplicity. And Father, this word is you, Lord. And we receive it, O God. Father, for it is life unto us, Lord. And we pray tonight, Lord, that everyone that's heard this word, Lord, that there might be a hunger and a thirst in their hearts, Lord. That, Father, we may begin to thirst, Lord, for thy spirit, Lord. May begin to hunger for it, Lord. Oh, God, for where would we go without the Holy Spirit, Father? Lord, what would be life, Lord, without it, Lord? For you gave us the Holy Spirit, Lord. Father, for a reason, Lord. Father, to overcome, Lord, oh God, the prince of this world, how could we do it, Lord, without thy spirit, Father? We would utterly fail, but we believe tonight, Lord, that you have given it unto us, even as you promised, Lord, and we receive that promise tonight, Father. Lord, if there be any, Lord, that would examine themselves in their hearts, Lord, and find it lacking, Father, may they not rest, Lord. Father, would you put it in their hearts, Lord, that they would not rest until they press in, O God. Father, for the kingdom of heaven is preached, and men press into it, Lord. O God, may you quicken us, Lord, for we cannot do it on our own without you. Yet we are thankful, Lord, for the word, for our Father, it gives us direction, it gives us faith, for it says in the word that faith cometh by hearing, O God. Father, let it not pass, Lord, but help us to continue meditating upon this word. Let this week and the next and the week after, Lord, not be in vain. But Father, help us, Lord, to take it as an opportunity that if we are lacking in our lives, Lord, Father, we may grab this chance, Lord, and let it not pass, O God, until we press into the kingdom, until we are sure, Lord, that we are sealed by thy Spirit, Lord. I pray, Father, for the saints that could not be here tonight, Lord, that, Father, they would enter into the same channel as well, Lord, that when we would meet, Lord, our fellowship would be around, Lord, thy word, O God, that, Father, whatever atmosphere we create in our house, it may be an atmosphere, Lord, where your spirit would descend, Lord, and enter into the hearts of men. Help us, Father. We pray, Lord, for mercy even as we go home tonight, remembering, Lord, our sister that's not well. We pray you touch her and heal her. Father, that when we would meet on Saturday, Lord, Father, oh God, we would hear, Lord, a testimony to the glory of thy name, Lord. How we pray even for the man that sold us this projector, Lord. We commit him to you and we ask too, Father, that you touch him, Lord. Father, I pray for every brother, every sister taking exams at this time, Lord, that, Father, you'd grant them wisdom, Lord. Father, that your name would continue to be glorified in this place, Lord. Help us, Father, even as we commit everything now into your hands until we meet again on Saturday. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. Meet you Saturday evening for communion. I'm not sure what the time is, but I'm sure the pastor will send a message concerning you. God bless you.
Give thanks to the ancient of days, to Allah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, shout holy people, how excellent is thy name, praise his name, for his mercies unto us. Give thanks to the we enter in to the temple. Give thanks to the ancient of days, to honor him for his goodness unto us. Give thanks to the ancient. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, shout holy people, how excellent is thy name, praise his name, for his mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Sister Eve tonight. Give thanks to the ancient of days for the word Brother Maxwell brought us. Give thanks to the ancient of days, providing all our needs. Give thanks to the ancient of days for Brother Vlad. Give thanks to the bring us back on Saturday, Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of days. Bless our church, O Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of days. You, the ancient of days. Give thanks to the ancient of days. You know our college needs, Lord. Give thanks to the ancient. Give us an experience of the Holy Ghost. Give thanks to the earth.